But I think, you know, the question becomes, you know, does marijuana arrest really serve as a Trojan horse for other types of selective law enforcement? You know, I can tell you the amount of times I've stood in court and heard, Holt stopped a car, strong odor of marijuana. Never once in 30 years of practicing law as I've heard anybody, weak odor of marijuana. So, I mean, obviously that gives entree to other things. You know, Fourth Amendment issues, search and seizure, it gives probable cause to a lot of other problems. I will say this, you know, and going back to my Board of Medicine experience, I think one of the more practical issues we're going to see if marijuana is permitted for, you know, medical types of medical use is where in Virginia you're going to find a doctor to write that prescription. Okay? Because as we all know, opiate addiction is a big, big issue today. I've taken a lot of licenses in the, you know, 10 years that I was on the board for doctors who were writing OxyContin with an open hand. Okay, and I think that there are a lot of doctors out there who are thinking, well, at least that's Schedule II. That's kind of legal. You know, if they're going to take my license for that, you know, somebody comes in with Crohn's disease or epilepsy or, you know, other types of neurological disorders or, you know, need appetite stimulation for, you know, related to cancer treatment. I'm with that, but I'm sure as hell not going to put my signature on a prescription. Okay, because we know what that leads to.